Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Some progress on day two of jury selection in the Trump hush money case in Lower Manhattan. Let's get the recap from our Glenn Chuck.
You know, suddenly we learned yesterday afternoon, after it appeared the selection process for jurors was a bit sluggish, all of a sudden seven jurors picked, four men and three women. In fact, they've already been sworn in by Judge Mershon. And then within minutes after the trial ended for the day yesterday, Mr. Trump heading north here to Hamilton Heights, a meeting with workers at a bodega where in 2022, employee Jose Alba was initially charged with murdering a customer, stabbing during a fight. Spent 5 days in Rikers, and then eventually D.A. Bragg dropped the charges. So again, Trump coming here and shaking hands with some of those who had gathered outside.
Bodegas, the association invited me, and I respect them and they respect me. They want law and order. They have a lot of crime, tremendous crime, where their stores are being robbed.
There's an off day today for the trial, Susan. Jury selection will resume tomorrow. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in West 139th Street.
A drive-by shooting in the Bronx with the suspects on scooters. This happened on the corner of Townsend and East Mount Eden Avenues, where NYPD Bronx Commanding Officer Benjamin Gurley says one man was killed, three others wounded.
The perpetrators wore masks and hoodies to block their identities. And then they fled on the scooters.
There were four suspects in all on two scooters. The man who was killed, identified now as 29-year-old Miguel DeLeo. So far, no word on a motive and no arrests. A 13-year-old Brooklyn girl's been arrested on gun charges for allegedly shooting her 11-year-old brother. Police say this happened on April 8th at the Brownsville houses, where the girl pulled out the weapon to apparently show it off, and it went off, striking her brother in the arm. He was treated at Maimonides, where police also say at first the boy lied and said he was shot by some man. 2 days later, the sister was arrested. It's not clear where the child got the gun or if any adults will be charged. Add this to the rat problem in the city, leptospirosis. That's a disease often seen in dogs, but now rising in humans. It's caused by rat urine. And Mayor Adams says those new mandatory garbage bins are helping the city get ahead of this.
We didn't sit back and wait until this rat urine disease came about. We were responding from the beginning that we need to deal with the cleanliness and the rodent issue in our city. So what turned into mockery now turned into admiration that we were ahead of the time.
There were 24 cases last year, the highest number in a single year in the borough. So far this year, six have been reported, prompting an advisory to be issued by the city health department. As always, be sure to sanitize your hands. And when you walk your dog, don't let them eat anything on the street or drink from puddles. After being missing for 5 days, a 12-year-old Brooklyn girl is now back home with her family. Tori Perozzo had apparently run away after getting into a fight with her sister, who is her legal guardian. That was after Ileana Perozzo replaced her sister's smartphone with a flip phone after catching the younger girl texting an older boy. Tori was found yesterday after being spotted on security camera footage in the East Village. She's said to be okay. Parents and alumni are fighting to keep an all-girls Catholic school in Brooklyn from closing at the end of the current school year in June.
Visitation Academy was founded nearly 170 years ago. Sean, the father of a middle schooler, got emotional about its closing.
Why are you tearing these little girls away from each other? Where are the family values of Bay Ridge, Brooklyn? Where there should be 1,000 people out here saying no, no, no.
Nadia Mastro McCallis has two daughters at the school and is fighting to keep it open.
We have more or less been kept in the dark. What we really want and need is some sort of financial accounting.
The Academy did not respond to a request for comment. It is not a part of the Brooklyn Diocese, but a spokesman there said the middle school girls have been offered seats at a nearby Catholic school. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
There is word Bob Menendez may blame his wife at his upcoming trial on bribery charges. We are learning that from newly unsealed court documents in which his lawyers said the New Jersey senator might testify that his wife withheld information or otherwise led him to believe that nothing unlawful was taking place. The two are being tried separately, but that's because she is battling an undisclosed illness. Both are charged with accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, with him allegedly using his influence on behalf of three New Jersey businessmen, as well as the government of Egypt. His trial starts next month. Hers is delayed until July. A new look at anti-Semitism in this country by the Anti-Defamation League reports incidents up, way up, CEO Jonathan Greenblatt.
Since ADL began recording this information, the sum total more than doubled over 2022. There were 8,873 verified anti-Jewish incidents. That's a year-over-year increase of an appalling 140%.
And listen to this.
The 1,009 bomb threats terrorizing synagogues and other Jewish institutions, that's the highest number ever recorded and an increase of over 1,000% from the previous year.
The ADL calling on every governor to develop state-level strategies to fight anti-Jewish hate. The NYPD out with the results of Operation Fair Play. This was a one-week crackdown on fare evaders in the subway. They say it worked.
The NYPD looks at the subway gates and the turnstiles as a choke point where they can cut off violent crime before it starts.
This is not about arresting people. This is about correcting behavior, behavior that weighs heavily on our riders' minds, and behavior that is absolutely linked to crime in the subway system.
Transit Chief Michael Kemper will point you right to the numbers during last week's blitz of officers at several subway stations. 175 arrests, and the majority had a criminal history or an arrest warrant. Police took two loaded guns off the street. Kemper says, here's the impact on riders.
Just our presence alone offers them a sense of comfort and a sense of safety.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
She drew praise for wearing Prada to the WNBA draft. Now outrage from women and others over how little it turns out the top draft pick is going to earn.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Big moment for Caitlin Clark at the WNBA draft, but women's basketball fans are now shocked over her salary. The rookie's set to make $338,000 over the next 4 years with Indiana. That's thousands more than a lot of other ladies are making, but peanuts compared to the $55 million deal the NBA's number one pick got in last year's draft. Sure, she'll get more from endorsements from brands like Nike, but fans say Clark deserved better. Her impact alone could net higher ratings and ticket sales for the league this season.
That's Monica Ricks reporting. Even President Biden weighed in, writing on X, women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now, we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve. 1010 Win Sports. Remember when the sky was falling for the Mets just 5 games into the season? Well, those skies are mostly sunny this morning.
Yeah, Susan, 3 straight wins have the Amazons over 500 for the first time.
McNeil pops one in the sky down the left field line, falling fast. Base hit in the left field. Wendell scores from third. McNeil heading to second base with a stand-up double. The Mets add insurance. They've scored 3 times in the bottom of the seventh.
And would beat the Pirates 3-1, called by Keith Ratt on WCBS. But on the downside, Joey Wendell only in the game because Brett Beatty had a leave with a tight hamstring. Meantime in Toronto, the Yankees took a 3rd straight loss, 5-4, and Aaron Judge took a 2nd straight 0-for-4 at the plate.
It's baseball. You know, you go through ups and downs like this throughout the year. Obviously, you don't want to start out like that.
He has batting average down to 182. Mark Rene, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Well, move over, Miss America. Here comes Miss AI. That's right. The world's first AI beauty pageant will judge AI-generated contestants, you know, fake people, based on the usual looks, poise, and answers to questions, but also technical skill and implementation of AI tools, as well as how big a social media platform these phony people get. It'll be presented by the World AI Creator Awards, along with FanView, which is a subscription platform that hosts AI content. The judges will include fake people, Atana Lopez and Emily Pellegrini, their AI. Also, pageant historian Sally Ann Fawcett and marketing expert Andrew Block, the winner to be announced May 10th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.